This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Kalamazoo School Superintendent Michael Rice will soon be Michigan's State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Western Michigan University Professor of Educational Leadership, Research, and Technology, Brett Geyer, says the state superintendent is primarily responsible for oversight of the Michigan Department of Education. He says that means developing regulations that school districts have to follow.
I think that the state superintendent has increased in terms of visibility and power over the last decade or so.
Before he was a professor, Geyer worked as a teacher, principal, and between 2006 and 2010, was superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public School District.
A lot of people are looking at Michigan right now and noticing that, the metrics we use, test scores, don't measure up well with other states. Is the state superintendent of public instruction in a position to influence things in such a way that can get better?
Absolutely. I think that the state superintendent is charged with knowing best practice and research throughout the nation, throughout the state, and is definitely charged with improving the education in the state of Michigan. I think that Dr. Rice has some incredible talents in data analysis and standardized achievement test knowledge, and will definitely do a quality job in raising Michigan's stature in the nation.
When you were the superintendent of a school district and you looked at Lansing, what were the things you wanted, from that state superintendent of public instruction that you thought would have made your job better?
I think an understanding of what public schools at the local level are going through on a daily basis. I think sometimes the higher that one goes in state government, you occasionally lose sight of the daily grind, if you will.
How hard do you think it is for someone in one position, the state superintendent of public instruction, to represent so many school districts in Michigan, because they vary in terms of their size, in terms of the demographics, in terms of the income of the people who reside within them?
I think that a lot of that comes from the experience of the superintendent, making sure that they have had the experience of being at the different levels of education, whether that's simply a teacher all the way through being a principal and a superintendent. I think experience carries that quite a ways. I also think that the character of the individual, being willing to talk and to listen to people, to be involved in community groups and organizations, and not necessarily isolate or silo themselves in the job, but to listen. I know that Brian Whiston, the former superintendent of the state of Michigan, was very active in site visits and touring the state. I think it's very important to have the concept of servant leadership, and within that means to listen and to visit and understand the different environments and different cultures.
Michael Rice, it was mentioned by members of the Board of Education who voted to hire him as superintendent of public instruction that they appreciated the fact that he pushed back on some state policies.
We want a superintendent who is willing to go to the legislature and say, hey, the field is telling us that this A doesn't work, B is going to cause chaos, and C is not in the best interest of children.
Do you think that is something that people out, in districts around the state would appreciate, even if it isn't concrete policy, someone using the bully pulpit and saying, you've put something on school districts here which is going to be very hard for them to implement?
I think that in my time getting to know Dr. Rice, that's probably one of the best qualities that he has, is when that line is crossed, that children or students may be harmed or policy that is not in their best interest has been implemented. He will be an advocate and he will stand up first and push back. He does so in a very intelligent way, in a very thoughtful way. He knows how to leverage appropriate political angles, But when it comes to what's best for students, he will stand up first and articulate that and advocate very, very strongly for them. So I think that the state of Michigan should be very pleased in the fact that he will advocate for all students and do what's best for them.
There's a lot of different actors when it comes to education policy. We have the state legislature, we have the governor. Of course, the federal government has its own mandates and regulations, et cetera. Of course, local school boards are also involved. So how does the state superintendent work into that? You mentioned earlier that you thought the state superintendent had become more powerful. Does that mean that the state superintendent is somehow taking power away from others?
No, I don't think so. I think they are just simply using their position appropriately. The state superintendent obviously leads the Michigan Department of Education and is a strong representative at the Board of Education meetings. And boards of education in states are becoming stronger, and in many cases, they are the ones that are resistant to educational policies that might not be in the best interest of students, or they are the vehicle by which legislation gets implemented that may not be in the best interest of students. So to have people on the board and the superintendent that are strong advocates for kids, I think is very, very important. The state superintendent is kind of the liaison between the board and the legislature, but he is also a conduit between local school districts and superintendents and the state government.
Brett Geyer is a professor in Western Michigan University's Department of Educational Leadership, Research, and Technology. He's also a former teacher, principal, and was superintendent of the Bloomingdale Public School District. In the extended version of our interview, Geyer discusses how Michael Rice's tenure in Kalamazoo may influence his role as state superintendent, including his efforts to keep two schools open after the state had slated them for closure.
I think he will absolutely lead a fair, balanced approach to evaluating schools and providing them assistance to become better.
That can be found at WMUK.org, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple, iTunes, and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.